This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Welcome back to our session, Know Your Lord. We were discussing about some of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how glorious they are. We talked about before the break that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Bari, the inventor of things. We mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Bar, meaning the source of all goodness. We talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Basir, meaning all-seeing. And we talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is At-Tawwab. He is the acceptor of repentance. Not just that. He loves the one who repent. He loves the one who goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. He loves that person and elevates his condition so that he becomes good slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Jabbar. Al-Jabbar is the compeller, the consoler. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Jabbar. And Al-Jabbar is mentioned in Surah Hashr, Surah number 59, ayah number 23. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He compels being the King of kings, the Lord of the worlds. He compels His creation with regards to His commands, with regards to His do's and don'ts, for the benefit of the people. Because who can think best than Al-Jabbar for His creation, for His slaves? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He compels His creation with regards to the commands, with regards to His actions, with regards to His do's and don'ts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the consoler. He consoles the weak so that they become strengthened. He consoles the losers. He consoles His slaves out of His mercy, out of His generosity, out of His kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the consoler. He is the compeller. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alam yajidka yateema fa'awa? Have you not found, O our Nabi, O our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you became yateem, when you became orphan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He consoles people. We need to reflect upon these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we attain peace in our heart. We get stability in our character. Al-Jabbar is the compeller and the consoler. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hafidh. Al-Hafidh is mentioned in Surah Hud, Surah number 11, ayah number 57. Al-Hafidh means the protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate protector of all time. No security, no bodyguards, no technology, no science can save you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Al-Hafiz does not want you to be protected. And if Allah Al-Hafiz wants to protect you, there is no power, there is no strength, there is no one who has the capacity to save you. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your protection. Ask Al-Hafiz to protect our hearts from the corruption of the disbelief. Ask Al-Hafiz to protect your mind from the pollution, to protect your mind from the taste of this dunya. Ask Al-Hafiz to protect your soul, to protect your body from going to the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the protection of the hellfire. Who can save you from the hellfire? Who can save you in this dunya except Al-Hafiz, the protector? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the ultimate protector. And many times in our lives, we see this. We see this example. We experience it. We experience it and we experiment it. That we the people, sometimes at one point or the other, we see there'll be a fraction of a second and we are saved from something which may be harmful, from something which can be a disaster for us, who is that who has protected you? Who saved you from that difficulty, from that condition which can harm you, which can make you a person who will nowhere, a person who will be nowhere? It is Al-Hafiz. He is the protector of all time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hasib. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us that He is Al-Hasib. And this Al-Hasib is mentioned in Surah Ghashiyah, Surah number 88, ayat number 26. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hasib, meaning the sufficient to take the account. Wallah, we are living in this world as if there is no account. We are doing the actions and actions, thinking that there is no account, there is no account, there is no account. How is it possible? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran in Surah An-Kabut, Surah number 29, ayat number 1, Do the people think that they will be left alone without a test, only by saying, we believe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take account of every one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take the account of every action that we do here, of every saying that we utter in this world, of every sight that we look at, of everything that we spend on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take account of where we spent our time. How much struggle have we done for promoting His deen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take account. He is going to take hisab. And wallah, imagine that day. Imagine that day when you will be stand alone. No person, no one can save you when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question you. That is the reason the wise men say, judge yourself before you will be judged. Question yourself before you will be questioned. Ask yourself, account yourself before someone will account you. When you ask yourself, when you introspect yourself, you account yourself, you will not lie. You will not be dishonest. You will be fair, because it's you. It's you who have done that wrong. So make sure that you account your soul. You hold your account. You hold your own self in this very world before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start taking accounts from you. And what will be that day? What will be that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start taking accounts? When the book will be presented to us, everything that we are going to hear is going to be there. Everything. And another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the last name that we'll talk about in this episode, is Al-Hafiz. Al-Hafiz is mentioned in Surah Shura, Surah number 42, ayat number 6. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best one to preserve. He is the preserver. He is preserving everything, all our actions, all our deeds, all our sayings, all the life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving. He is preserving so that He will show us in the hereafter what we used to do. My dear brothers and sisters, it is a time that we reflect, memorize, understand, relate these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and call using these names that we have discussed in this session. Use these names that Ya Al-Bari, Ya Al-Barr, Ya Al-Basir, Ya Tawab, forgive us. You are seeing everything, nothing is hidden from you. We have done wrong, but we want to come back to you, Ya Allah. Ya Tawab, Ya Hafiz, protect us from the punishment of this dunya and from the punishment of the hereafter, the hellfire. Ya Hafiz, you're preserving everything. Help us so that we can be saved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves a person when he memorizes, reflects, and acts upon these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, we come to the conclusion of this session. Inshallah, in the next session, we shall continue with the rest of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till then, keep memorizing and reflecting upon the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
He's Allah Almighty. Who forgives us when we commit many sins?
Allah Almighty.
Who looks down on us? Tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you'd shout it to Him out loud.